At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Carson is out. He will be back tomorrow. Producer Dan is here. Dan's girlfriend Kaylee is here. And we're just wanting to know what you guys did over the weekend. And we're going to get to the stories of the lake here coming up in a moment. But first, let's go to Carolyn from Milford. Hey, girl.
Hello.
How were all the fairs?
Oh, the Curiosities and Oddities was so much fun. You asked what I was going to buy. I ended up buying a necklace that has a preserved spider web in it.
Ooh.
My girlfriend is severely arachnophobic and just made the scariest face.
Sorry.
I'm happy that you're enjoying it.
You wouldn't thrive at the Curiosities and Oddity Fair.
If she doesn't like spiders, she might not. There was some really cool sideshow acts. My husband surprised me because it was a stained glass booth I had not gotten to yet, and he bought me a stained glass panel that is a picture from Alice in Wonderland because I've been collecting Alice since I was six.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a good man he is.
But, yeah, Kennedy, if you ever have a chance, you would have so much fun. There is so much really cool stuff, really cool jewelry, and just talking to the crafters.
Well, I saved the website so that I could go find them when they come back. So thank you so much, Carolyn. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Heather from Ashby. What's up, girl?
Hey, I went to the beach on Saturday. Went to Old Orchard with
lovely.
My family and my grandson.
That sounds lovely.
Long drive from Ashby. They had some type of like festival there or something, some band and stuff like that. It was very packed.
Well, that sounds fun or not. It sounds like a nightmare to me, but you know, you do you.
It sounds fun for humans who like people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are they?
Did you guys get in the frigid waters of Maine?
The water was freezing.
Imagine that.
When? Everyone else did. I did not.
Well, I'm glad it was a good weekend, my friend.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one, Heather.
Lori from Berkeley. She called in on Friday to talk to us about her son, who's a wrestler named Roadblock.
The Roadblock.
What happened, Lori?
So I was unable to see the match. He did unfortunately lose, but I mean, that's what happens.
Showtime is showtime.
You never know.
Who is capable of pinning the Roadblock?
I mean it.
Honestly, I don't even know. I mean, the Roadblock's just going to get him next time, whoever it is.
Well, you tell him that we are members 1, 2, and 3 of the Roadblock fan club, and we can't wait to support him in everything he does.
Sounds good.
All right, Lori. Bye.
Bye.
Tell him to work on that finishing move.
All right, kids. Dan, Kaylee, I know y'all went to the lake with both fams.
Yes, we got our families together for a lake weekend.
Let's hear it.
It was so much fun. So Saturday was the big boat trip.
Yes.
We get there, our boat's from 3 to 7, right?
Yep.
And we get there and the cover to the motor is taken off of the boat. We were like, what's going on? And there was a kid already sitting on the boat. We were like, why is there a kid on the boat? He had a laptop open. Something happened to the motor.
Mm-hmm. He said there were electrical issues with the motor.
That's a good start.
So we got it. So everyone's there, packed up, coolers, and then we just had to kind of sit at a picnic table for
it was like a walk of shame
30, 40
the
minutes. Mm-hmm. They had to fix it, and then they had to take it out on a test drive right. To make sure that it wasn't going to explode when we were in the middle of the lake.
Well, that's good. It's better to be safe.
And my mother doesn't play that stuff. She marched right inside and was like, we demand another boat.
Oh.
And they were like, no.
They were like, we don't have any more.
So we patiently waited like we're supposed to.
We enjoyed our time on the picnic benches until about 3:30.
And then we finally get out there. We go to a nice little like bay, a harbor to kind of throw an anchor down and hang out. And there's a water slide on this pontoon boat,
ooh,
which was super cool.
Yeah. So it's good to say my brother was on the boat with us too, with my parents. And so Dan goes down the water slide. My brother goes down the water slide. They're like, come on, Kaylee, let's go. I go down and I just get like obliterated by this water slide. Like, oh, just smashed my elbow. I got into the water. I was like, I'm going to die down here. I can't swim anymore.
You could hear her squeak all the way down the slide.
Dan's
so, like,
dad
that's
was
not
like,
what
are
it
you
sounded
okay?
like when I went down.
Like, there's water on the water slide. It's not supposed to squeak like that. Like, it was not okay.
No, she is the more athletic one of this relationship, but I go down children's recreation slides far better than she does. She got a giant bruise on her elbow.
Oh, from, it's huge.
From landing in the water.
I had to adjust a bunch last night when I was sleeping. Oh. It hurts really bad.
So
sorry.
Okay. Then we're hanging out for like 2 hours, and then we decide, let's pull the anchor up and let's go back. And so when we try to start the boat back up.
You have to turn the water slide off.
And it doesn't start. And it's just not starting at all.
Oh,
and
no.
You're just hearing like a beeping noise. No. And we're like, oh, my God. The electrical issue from earlier is happening to us again. It wasn't fixed. So now we're stuck for about 7-8 minutes. I'm frantically calling the boathouse.
Okay.
To, like, we need to get towed back in. We need a tugboat. SOS. Save our ship. We're stuck in Winnipesaukee.
What a terrible place to be stuck.
And it's like 6:50 and they close at 7. So it's like, we don't get somebody on the line, we're just going to be out here because they closed the shop. Everybody goes home. There's no phone lines. So I finally get a nice man named Danny on, who was probably 19 years old, who was about to go home. I'm like, Danny, we're on the Ponzu with the water slide. There's an issue. Can you get us back? We're stuck. And he goes, all right, go to the back. And there's a switch. And he's like, did you guys mess with the water slide? I was like, yeah, I turned the water off on the water slide. He goes, did you use the little toggle switch or the one that says on off? And I was like, the one that says on off, because I wanted to turn it off. And he goes, no, the boat's working fine. You just shut off the entire.
You hit the
you
kill
turned
switch.
Off
yeah.
The boat.
So I thought I shut off the water slide.
You hit the kill switch. That's
I shut off the entire
right.
boat.
The only time my family's ever been in a pontoon boat, my father killed it, but it was in the middle of a torrential storm.
Oh.
And he was laughing the whole way.
Oh. I thought I stranded us for like a 3 hour tour. And then we get back after everyone's had some fun on the boat, maybe a couple drinks or what have you.
As one does.
And then we get back and we're taking off our stuff from the boat.
Yeah, so we were all going to the bathroom in the boathouse. And granted, it's all college kids that work at this boat club. So my younger brother was there with us. And Nancy had told me earlier that day, Dan's mom said, I'm getting so forgetful, Kaylee. I'm getting so forgetful. And I was like, it's okay. So then we were at the boat club, and my brother was just like, do you want me to help you with any of your bags, Nancy? And she was like, yeah, actually, there's a man with a white car outside. Can you bring the bags out there? And he was like, yeah, Bill? Okay, yeah, sure. So he brought the bags out, and then he brought them out, and he was like, can I help you with anything else? Like, it was so nice to meet you, whatever. And she was like, do you guys split tips amongst you? My brother goes, what? And Bill goes, that's Sean, Kaylee's brother, Nancy. You were just on the boat with him for 4 hours.
She tried to tip him
like
staff.
She tried to tip him like the staff. And she was like,
I'm going to be honest. You get to a certain age and all young people look the same.
She was like, he had his hat off. I was like, he had his hat off on the boat too, Nancy.
She did just meet him for the first time.
Oh, justice
four
for Nancy Breslin.
My mom was in tears laughing.
Did he take the tip, though? Because money's
no,
money.
No, he should. I mean, I would have.
Money spent.
Yeah.
He literally goes, I thought she was messing with me. And she wasn't. Nope.
So that
I'm crying.
That was our family trip.
I am crying.
And the last thing I learned was that Kaylee talks to both her mom and my mother about where she wants to get married in Wolfboro. And she's like, this is where I'm going to have the reception. This is where we're going to do this.
I have all the plans. Just got to find the guy.
And I was like, nobody told me.
I always say, that's where I'm getting married. Dad goes with Tim.
To who?
Okay, y'all.
Why'd you?
This is so good, but you must. Why did you not start with this? I have things to discuss.
We might be changing
the 8 o'clock
She's
hour.
Got all plans that I'm unaware.
Stick around and find out.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.